This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, warming up just a little bit. Partly sunny today, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 80 degrees. Chance of rain just 20%. That will extend through tonight. Our evening low in the low 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies with a 60% chance of rain. Maybe even a shower in the morning, and then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 70s. Low tomorrow night, upper 60s. Still 60% chance of rain. And even bigger chance of rain on Friday and Friday night with a high about 80 and the low around 68. And the weekend looks pretty cloudy and rainy as well. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the first person of close to 150 people handcuffed in the NAACP's Mega Moral Monday protest. Four other local elected officials would follow on Monday night, and they say it was worth it to make a stand, though they question the legality of their arrests. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
They had no authority to make us leave the building. We had a constitutional right to be there.
That's Mayor Chilton, Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell, and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles. Michelle Johnson and Sammy Slade joined Chilton Monday in Raleigh, along with more than 1,500 other activists. The protest was led by NAACP's state chapter president, Reverend William Barber. He's proclaimed the now almost weekly demonstrations as a wave of civil disobedience. They are targeting what they call the regressive policies of the GOP-led General Assembly on issues ranging from voter ID to health care to education and more. The Chapel Hill and Carborough elected officials decided beforehand they would not be disruptive while inside the General Assembly. They did not carry signs, sing, or clap. Their purpose was to make an appointment with House Speaker Tom Tillis. The group maintains that they were peaceful and complied with the rules except refusing to leave the building when the General Assembly police asked them to exit. They say that under the state constitution of North Carolina, they have the right to redress their grievances with their representatives. Donna Bell says her call to court states she was being held with probable cause. Her court date is set for August 20th. She says the NAACP is working with their lawyers to determine the legality of keeping those who have been arrested inside the state house before from stepping inside again. Bell says if she isn't allowed inside again, she will continue to protest outside.
One of the best things about the protest were the folks standing on the side of the road cheering us on as we went by in the inmate transport buses. And so I plan on being out there cheering on other folks as they make their way to the Wake County Jail.
And though the outcome wasn't what he anticipated, Chilton says he was still happy to be a part of a movement he believes in.
It was very inspiring to see the size of the crowd and to see how many people are so concerned about the future of our state. So that was a very kind of energizing experience to see all that. It was moving to hear from a number of the speakers about how the legislature's recent actions were hurting the working families of North Carolina.
Bell met people from across North Carolina, Charlotte, Wilmington, and Craven County, not just within the Triangle. Alderman member Damon Siles says he didn't view participating in the protest as a risk to his position within the community.
No, I think that actually being an elected official made it more important for us to make a stand.
Chilton says the protesters were from a diverse background, rallying for a range of issues.
I'm very concerned that the legislature is not only gutting our social safety net and our educational system and our environmental safeguards, but that they're also trying to make their changes permanent by changing our system of elections in North Carolina.
Carborough Alderman member and social worker Michelle Johnson says when the state rejected the expansion of the federally funded Medicaid program, that directly impacted some of her clients.
I'm an elected official and a social worker and a woman of color, and many of the bills that are coming out of the legislature affect lots of folks in North Carolina.
The arrest Monday mirrored the combined total of 153 from the four previous NAACP demonstrations dating back to late April. Though some state leaders have taken notice and even attended the protest, the majority seems steadfast. But Barber has vowed that the protest won't stop until they see change. And Shelton Bell and Johnson say they won't either. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The nuclear reactor at Sharon Harris can be operated safely, they say, after a quarter-inch crack in a reactor sensor was repaired. WRAL reports that a Nuclear Regulatory Commission official confirmed the repair on Tuesday. The unexpected shutdown of the nuclear plant just more than 25 miles southeast of Chapel Hill, out near Jordan Lake, sparked an ongoing investigation by the NRC. Duke Energy had to take the plant offline on May 15th because of the crack. No radioactive material leaked from the plant, and public health and safety was never in danger, according to company officials. Duke Energy spokesperson Valerie Patterson told WCHL following the incident that Duke Power performed the NRC-mandated inspections in 2012 during the plant's scheduled refueling outage. She says the flaw was discovered during a review of ultrasonic data that showed a quarter-inch crack in the lid on top of the vessel that holds in superheated water under high pressure. On Tuesday, the State Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling that struck down Chapel Hill's ordinances on regulating towing companies and banning the use of cell phones while driving. And Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says this is a step towards local governments maintaining authority.
Well, I think the real victory here are the towns and cities across North Carolina that have done a good job at providing reasonable regulations for towing in private lots.
The town adopted the cell phone ban in March 2012. The ordinance never really took effect because George King, operator of George's Towing, challenged the town council. Last August, Superior Court Judge Orlando Hudson issued a sweeping ruling striking down both the towing regulations and the cell phone ban.
And it comes in at a time in which our General Assembly, along with this decision that came from the Supreme Court last year, has been really whittling away at the town's ability to provide for its citizens.
The towing ordinance was proposed in response to complaints about predatory towing in downtown Chapel Hill. Residents and visitors alike complained that in many lots there weren't enough clear signs indicating where it was and was not acceptable to park, and that when they got towed, they were forced to find transportation out to a distant lot nowhere near an ATM, only to find that the operators would only release their cars if they paid in cash.
Whether they should have parked where they parked or not parked, there should be room for reasonable regulations of that practice.
Kleinsmith says the cell phone ban and towing regulations are almost certain to go into effect by June 24th. Court procedure is to issue a mandate 20 days after a ruling in a case, at which point the court's ruling then becomes law. But Kleinsmith says the town council will likely revisit the cell phone ban in the near future, as some members say it's too restrictive. He himself voted against a complete ban, electing for a hands-free option to be allowed while driving. Resident concerns over new animal control rules and a major building project in Cedar Grove gave the board pause at last night's meeting of the Orange County Commissioners. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend details.
Changing Orange County's animal control ordinance on the first reading would have required a unanimous vote by the board, but Commissioner Earl McKee made it clear last night that wasn't going to happen.
I won't be able to support adoption of this because I think the process was wrong in that we are consolidating not only the various documents, we're consolidating new recommendations and regulations within that document.
Half a dozen residents came out to protest the proposed changes, which were intended by county staff to streamline the animal control regulations in use throughout the towns and county. Many said the changes didn't take into account different conditions in the rural and urban areas. Others, including Bob Epting, worried that the rules would scrap the unofficial designation of watchdog in categorizing an animal that might protect property, instead recognizing only trained and registered sentry dogs.
Persons who may roam around inside my fenced backyard without invitation, especially at night, are trespassers and should expect to be chased, barked at, and even bitten if they do not flee.
The board agreed to bring the ordinance back on the 18th for more discussion. Also delayed was a decision to hire a contractor to help redesign the Northern Human Services Center north of Hillsboro. The building has sat vacant since last year, in part because county staffers say it's too expensive to heat and cool, and the septic system is too small to accommodate a wide range of uses. County Manager Frank Clifton suggested an architect could help residents and the board decide how to best repurpose their historic building into a community center.
One of the problems we have technically is as you start to look at those options, you do need to have an architect, an engineer to tell you what will and will not work, what you can and cannot do, and when you start doing a major renovation to older structure, it gets into the issue. What do you have to do to meet today's codes?
Residents of the area, however, protested, saying there needs to be a more formal method for involving the public in the decision process. Here's Jacqueline McConnell Groff of Cedar Grove.
It just feels like we're throwing a lot of money at something without a real plan. And that brings me to the design group. What exactly are they designing? Because I don't really understand what our plan is. What do we see this facility doing as a group and for the North Orange community in particular?
Commissioners will revisit the issue on the 18th at their last business meeting before summer break. In the meantime, the board will take up budget negotiations at a work session on Thursday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget about on Friday. Friday's on the front porch, the Carolina Inn. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time on NC 54, 15501, I-40, or the Durham Freeway. Now, if you do see something throughout your morning commute or the rest of the day, feel free to give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 to report any traffic problems you encounter. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
And I can vouch for the fact that if you call the newsroom this morning, Rachel Nash will answer the
phone. I will answer and take down any traffic problems you see.
There is no middleman or middlewoman in between.
Straight to me.
Yeah, exactly. That number again, 919-967-8363. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. If you need an engagement ring or that special custom piece you've had your mind on for a while, you've been dreaming about it, Grimble Jewelers can create it for you. Berkeley Grimble at Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, and the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods. It is 68 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 80. Chance of rain is just 20%, and that will go all the way through tonight. Our low temperature tonight in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a little cloudier. Chance of showers even in the morning, and then showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 70s, 60% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, also 60% chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. And then on Friday, a 70% chance that it's going to rain. Maybe showers, maybe thunderstorms. High around 80. You might know it. Big chance of rain pretty much all weekend long. Let's hope the rains hold off for the benefit of Carolina baseball. I'll tell you that much. Tar Heels need to play, and they need to play a 9-inning game and not one of those long ones.
In the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
Good morning, it's 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Last night was the Carboro Board of Aldermen's turn to provide insight on how they foresee the future of solid waste and recycling in Orange County. WCHL's Abraham Jaroszewski has details.
The Carboro Aldermen unanimously passed a motion Tuesday night suggesting the Board of County Commissioners create a tax district to fund recycling in Orange County. Here's Carboro Mayor Mark Chilton.
I think given that our costs are about to spike upward very significantly with the closure of the landfill on this hauling stuff, that it is time to do this now, right now, and that our county commissioners need to move forward with this right now.
In an April email, county staff recommended four options to the county commissioners: the creation of a solid waste management authority similar to OWASA, the implementation of either a full or limited county solid waste tax district to raise funds for services, or simply leaving each town to decide on their own recycling program. The aldermen ultimately decided on the third option, wherein only those in the service area would pay a tax to help fund the program. As far as service in the town of Carboro is concerned, there is little difference between the second or third options, but members of the board agreed that it would be inequitable for county residents not receiving any services to be forced to help fund it. Although the board was generally against the creation of a solid waste management authority, one aspect of that proposal did intrigue the aldermen: the creation of a local transfer station, which was of particular interest to Alderman Randy Haven O'Donnell.
The local transfer station would keep us from having to transfer to another county, which I really disapprove of. I think when we start to take care of our own waste in our own county, we'll be better stewards. I really feel unclean sending my stuff to South Durham.
The board also passed a motion instructing the county to bypass the creation of an authority and to simply look into the possibility of a disposal station in Orange County. The board also agreed to participate in a Town of Chapel Hill study evaluating the viability of a local transfer station. Other discussions revolved around some of the technological innovations the new program could implement. such as an RFID chip in each bin, as explained by Carrboro Public Works Director George Size.
In essence, there's a chip in the cart that then can be read by radio frequency so that when the truck lifts it, it weighs it, and that information, address and so forth, then is sent back to a central location so that you can generate information, billing, and those types of things.
Alderman Sammy Slade also pointed out that other municipalities have used the RFID card to encourage recycling.
What it allows for is there are communities that have used it and instituted creative programs that incentivize people to recycle more by rewarding them by, for example, how much their recycling bin weighs.
But despite the optimism surrounding the various options, Mayor Chilton says that until he sees politicians willing to make tough decisions on the matter, all of these ideas could be for naught.
I've seen us do study after study, probably adding up to hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last 22 years through different levels of local government on looking into these various technologies, these various solutions. All of it was for naught because we didn't have elected officials who were committed to doing it. And I don't know if we ever will.
Chilton specifically mentioned studies on waste-to-energy facilities, as well as potential landfill and transfer station sites, as some of the largest expenditures. Abraham Jaroszewski, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in case you're wondering, North Carolina's Republican Governor Pat McCrory and the Democratic prosecutors say they want an end to the near-weekly demonstrations inside the state legislative building organized by the NAACP. Governor Pat McCrory says feedback and lawful demonstrations are welcome, but unlawful demonstrations are not. WCHL News Time, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And let's talk a little Carolina baseball. Sports brought to you this morning by Harrington Bank. Tar Heel baseball team is in the NCAA Super Regional after an emotionally draining 12-11 win over Florida Atlantic, a 13-inning marathon that saw Carolina come back from 2- and 3- run deficits to keep their season alive just 3 outs away from elimination. After the game was over, pitching coach Scott Forbes says he couldn't have been prouder of his players.
You know, it was a team effort. Our guys, top to bottom, what you saw there was guys that worked their tail off, and that's why they were ready, and they found a way.
The pitching coach says he stands by the decision to put Benton Moss in for Ken Emanuel with bases loaded and 2 outs. Carolina just 1 out away from the Super Regional. After the pitching change, Florida Atlantic's Tyler Rockline silenced the crowd with a grand slam home run to give FAU an 8-6 lead at that point in the ballgame.
I go by the way I feel and what I see. I've been doing this a long time. Both those kids worked their tails off, and you could tell they had good stuff. Kent might have got a little bit tired, might should have gotten out a little bit earlier, but bottom line is those guys are here and they want to win. I couldn't be prouder. I guarantee if you ask either one of them, they wouldn't trade it for anything.
Even when the game looked to be slipping away, Forbes said the Heels just never gave up.
Chris Munley, I heard him, you know, we're not quitting, and he was the first voice up when Benton gave up his home run.
With the victory, UNC moves to the Super Regional, hosting South Carolina. Actually, Carolina doesn't move anywhere. The first game of the best-of-three series begins Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock right there in Bochimer Stadium here in Chapel Hill. Tar Heels playing at home again. You can hear all this weekend's action on 97.9 FM WCHL and streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com. Carolina baseball in the Super Regional now, and they are taking on South Carolina. Ought to be interesting when you see those two teams matched up. Now, after the Diamond Heels, let me tell you what's happening. We got the Carolina-South Carolina game at 1 o'clock on Friday. Then on Saturday, there is a game on Saturday at 12 noon. And then, if necessary, it is at 1 o'clock. Now, it's a best 2 out of 3 series. Again, first pitch set for 1 on Friday, Saturday at noon, and if necessary, Sunday at 1. So a little variation in the times there. You can find all the game times listed on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
The Chapel Hill Prep Athletics, as well as UNC teams, the cup runneth over. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Maybe it's in the water in this town of athletic as well as academic prowess. East Chapel Hill High has had its share of state champions in lacrosse, soccer, tennis, and golf. Carrboro has become a small school power well on its way to its second consecutive 2A Wells Fargo Cup. And Chapel Hill just finished fourth in the 3A Wells Cup standings for the third straight year after finishing third in 2010. All this is a product of supportive school programs, athletic directors, and coaches who train and lead outstanding young athletes. Perhaps these schools see UNC as their giant big brother and sister for its overall excellence year after year. The Tar Heels are currently in second place behind Stanford, the perennial winner in the Collegiate Learfield Directors' Cup for overall NCAA athletic accomplishment. UNC's 28-sport program usually has managed to fight it out for second behind Stanford, whose well-funded teams have won the Directors' Cup every year since 1994 when Carolina edged out the Cardinal. Entering the NCAA baseball tournament, the Tar Heels' strong lacrosse seasons put them in fourth place behind Stanford and locked in a tight battle for second with Michigan, Penn State, and Florida. By merely making the baseball big dance and getting 25 cup points, they are in great shape for a second-place finish. Penn State and Florida need to place very high in the NCAA track and field championships to contest Carolina. In the first spring results released last week, Carolina had 991 total points. Penn State had 1,001, Michigan 1,003, and Florida was fifth with 983 points, all trailing Stanford's unreachable total of 1,233. Typically, the Cardinal regained first place in the spring with strong NCAA finishes in women's tennis, women's water polo, women's lacrosse, women's golf, and men's tennis. So the Tar Heels can wrap up second by winning the Super Regional against South Carolina this weekend and reaching their sixth College World Series under Mike Fox. Even eighth place in Omaha will get UNC 73 points. A top four finish nets 83, the runner-up gets 90, and the baseball national champion is awarded 100 Director's Cup points. In Bubba Cunningham's first full year as athletic director, that wouldn't be too shabby. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thank you, Art. And one thing I neglected to mention a moment ago, UNC Track and Field is set for NCAA Outdoor Track and Field National Championships today. The program is represented by five Tar Heels. The event runs through this Saturday. Clayton Paris, Leanne Farber, Cameron Overstreet, Tristan Johnson, and Brianna Hudson qualified for the NCAA Championships based on the performances of the NCAA East Preliminary Round, May 23rd through 25th in Greensboro. The top 24 competitors taken from the East and West divisions make up the semifinals and finalists for the championships. The top eight performers at the conclusion of each event will earn All-America honors. For information on how you can keep up with all the track and field results for Carolina, visit our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 729, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL.
When the weather is fine, the garden and patio at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop in downtown Carrboro is the place to be. Meet your friends for a delicious lunch amid fragrant spring flowers, or enjoy dinner and a bottle of wine or the perfect cocktail on a warm, moonlit Carolina night. Find contemporary American cooking, intriguing wines from around the world, both on the Glass Half Full patio, the place to be in Carrboro any time of day. Glass Half Full, the optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop.
In 30 years, Pleasant Dry Cleaners has been Chapel Hillians' one stop for all their dry cleaning needs. And at Pleasant Dry Cleaners, Brenda Dye Honeycutt and her staff are proud to provide Chapel Hill with a Green Earth cleaning system. Green Earth is colorless, odorless, and will not harm the air, soil, or water supplies. It's also gentle on all fabrics, including those fine delicates. Visit Pleasant Cleaners, located at 111 South Elliott Road, Village Plaza, and experience the care they give your clothes, where quality is their specialty.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Sal's Pizza. It's half off. $16 of authentic Italian food available until midnight for $8. Sal's offers up delicious, fresh Italian fare with a warm and welcoming atmosphere. According to the owner, the lasagna is made the way her mother used to make it, and the eggplant is made the way her grandmother used to make it, so you know it's the real deal. It's half off from Sal's Pizza. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather at the bottom of the hour is presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel off this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Only a 20% chance of rain today and tonight. High today about 80 degrees. Not a bad day at all.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And later confirmed by CBSSports.com is that the founder of the Biogenesis Clinic in South Florida has agreed to cooperate with Major League Baseball's investigators.
Dan Nobler is senior baseball writer for CBSSports.com. Tony Bosch may have had dealings with about 20 players, may have provided performance-enhancing drugs.
He's really the key to the documents that have been recovered. He's the key to Major League Baseball being able to pursue suspensions against players.
Sports Illustrated senior writer David Epstein, Major League Baseball may push to suspend Alex Rodriguez for 100 games. Milwaukee's Ryan Braun as well. This Brewers fan wonders if, in fact, their guy was cheating.
If young kids see that, you know, he's doing that, it's not okay.
Yankee fan Oliver Kaufman says A-Rod is his son's favorite player, but if major leaguers cheated, Kaufman says they should face consequences because...
They're sending him the wrong message to kids that it's okay to do drugs.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Partly sunny day. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high today about 80 degrees. We have some rain in our forecast starting tomorrow. 60% chance of rain. That goes for tomorrow and tomorrow night. And an even heavier chance of rain on Friday and Friday night and the entire weekend. Big possibility of some shower activity at least. Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton was the first person of close to 150 people handcuffed in the NAACP's Mega Moral Monday protest. Four other local elected officials would follow that night, and they all say it was worth it to make a stand, though they questioned the legality of their arrests. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
No authority to make it leave the building. You had a constitutional right to be there.
That's Mayor Chilton, Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell, and Carborough Alderman Damon Siles, Michelle Johnson, and Sammy Slade joined Chilton Monday in Raleigh, along with more than 1,500 other activists. The protest was led by NAACP's state chapter president, Reverend William Barber. He's proclaimed the now almost weekly demonstrations as a wave of civil disobedience. They are targeting what they call the regressive policies of the GOP-led General Assembly on issues ranging from voter ID to health care to education and more. The Chapel Hill and Carborough elected officials decided beforehand they would not be disruptive while inside the General Assembly. They did not carry signs, sing, or clap. Their purpose was to make an appointment with House Speaker Tom Tillis. The group maintains that they were peaceful and complied with the rules except refusing to leave the building when the General Assembly police asked them to exit. They say that under the state constitution of North Carolina, they have the right to redress their grievances with their representatives. Donna Bell says her call to court states she was being held with probable cause. Her court date is set for August 20th. She says the NAACP is working with their lawyers to determine the legality of keeping those who have been arrested inside the state house before from stepping inside again. Bell says if she isn't allowed inside again, she will continue to protest outside.
One of the best things about the protests were the folks standing on the side of the road cheering us on as we went by in the inmate transport buses. And so I plan on being out there cheering on other folks as they make their way to the Wake County Jail.
And though the outcome wasn't what he anticipated, Chilton says he was still happy to be a part of a movement he believes in.
It was very inspiring to see the size of the crowd and to see how many people are so concerned about the future of our state. So that was a very kind of energizing experience to see all that. It was moving to hear from a number of the speakers about how the legislature's recent actions were hurting the working families of North Carolina.
Bell met people from across North Carolina, Charlotte, Wilmington, and Craven County, not just within the Triangle. Alderman member Damon Siles says he didn't view participating in the protest as a risk to his position within the community.
I think that actually being an elected official made it more important for us to make a stand.
Chilton says the protesters were from a diverse background, rallying for a range of issues.
I'm very concerned that the legislature is not only gutting our social safety net and our educational system and our environmental safeguards, but that they're also trying to make their changes permanent by changing our system of elections in North Carolina.
Carborough Alderman member and social worker Michelle Johnson says when the state rejected the expansion of the federally funded Medicaid program, that directly impacted some of her clients.
I'm an elected official and a social worker and a woman of color, and many of the bills that are coming out of the legislature affect lots of folks in North Carolina.
The arrest Monday mirrored the combined total of 153 from the four previous NAACP demonstrations dating back to late April. Though some state leaders have taken notice and even attended the protest, the majority seems steadfast. But Barber has vowed that the protest won't stop until they see change. And Shelton Bell and Johnson say they won't either. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina's Republican governor and a Democratic prosecutor say they want an end to the near-weekly demonstrations inside the state legislative building in Raleigh. Organized by the NAACP, Governor McCrory says feedback and lawful demonstrations are welcome, but unlawful demonstrations are not. The North Carolina House Republicans' tax plan is headed to the floor with an additional $500 million in deductions to help the real estate business. The House Finance Committee took up the plan yesterday. The proposal reduces individual and corporate income tax rates, but charges sales taxes for more services. The plan is backed by the governor. An amendment by Representative Julie Howard of Moxville lifts the $25,000 limit on mortgage or charitable deductions and restores the property tax exemption. Representative David Lewis of Dunn said Howard's amendment will require finding about $525 million to cover the changes, which will mean raising overall tax rates. The amendment passed. The bill now heads off to the House floor. And current and former Democratic state lawmakers are testifying at a trial where judges are weighing arguments whether the redistricting maps drawn by North Carolina Republicans in 2011 are legal and ought to be thrown out. State Senator Dan Blue of Raleigh and former Senator Eric Mansfield of Fayetteville told a three-judge panel on Tuesday there was no need for Republicans to increase the black voting age population in their districts to make them majority black to ensure black voters can elect their favored candidates. Mansfield and Blue testified white voters are willing to elect black candidates due to changing voting patterns and views on race. Republican legislative leaders and the state argue racially polarized voting still exists in North Carolina, and majority black districts can be drawn to avoid federal voting rights challenges. Yesterday, the State Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling that struck down Chapel Hill's ordinances on regulating towing companies and banning the use of cell phones while driving. And Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith says this is a step towards local governments being able to maintain their authority.
Well, I think the real victory here are the towns and cities across North Carolina that have done a good job at providing reasonable regulations for towing in private lots.
The town adopted the cell phone ban in March of last year, but the ordinance never took effect because George King, operator of Georgia's Towing, challenged the council. Last August, Superior Court Judge Orlando Hudson issued a sweeping ruling striking down both the towing regulations and the cell phone ban.
And it comes in at a time in which our General Assembly, along with this decision that came from the Supreme Court last year, has been really whittling away at the town's ability to provide for its citizens.
The towing ordinance was proposed in response to complaints about predatory towing in downtown Chapel Hill. Residents and visitors alike had complained that in many lots there weren't enough clear signs indicating where it was and was not acceptable to park, and that when they got towed, they were forced to find transportation to a distant lot nowhere near an ATM, only to find that the operators would only release their cars if they paid in cash.
Whether they should have parked where they parked or not parked, there should be room for reasonable regulations of that practice.
Kleinsmith says the cell phone ban and towing regulations are almost certain to go into effect by June 24th. Court procedure is to issue a mandate 20 days after a ruling in a case, at which point the court's ruling then becomes law. But Kleinsmith says the town council will likely revisit the cell phone ban in the near future, as some members say it's too restrictive. He says he himself voted against a complete ban, electing for a hands-free option to be allowed while driving. Sugarland on Franklin Street is holding a benefit today to raise funds for victims of the tornado that hit Moore, Oklahoma last month. One of the company's employees is actually from Moore, Oklahoma. Some of her family members lost everything in the tornado. Sugarland will donate 100% of its proceeds from both the Chapel Hill and Raleigh stores to the relief effort. Here is Hannah Walker of Sugarland.
It's amazing how we can come together for people in our community and people, you know, who are hundreds or thousands of miles away. We've been amazed by the outpouring of support so far, so we hope it can continue.
Walker says Sugarland will continue to accept donations through the weekend. Sugarland is downtown on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and also a location at Cameron Village in Raleigh. Now, news around town this morning. Chapel Hill is traditionally known as a basketball town, but the local economy also got a big boost from this weekend's NCAA baseball tournament to the tune of more than $1 million, according to the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. With guests coming to town from New York, Florida, and Maryland, local tourism officials estimate that each of the 3 days of the tournament generated $400,000 per day in local sales. And we have another similar situation coming up this weekend, although the visitors won't be coming from as far away. There'll be a lot of them coming from South Carolina as North Carolina takes on South Carolina this weekend. First game, 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Of course, you can hear it right here on WCHL and streaming live on chapelbrook.com. 7:42, 18 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Rachel Nash is in here to tell you what's happening at chapelbrook.com.
Today in Chapelboro, we've launched the June edition of Chapelboro Shortlist. Now, a shortlist is a competition for the best things in the area, except that it's different from most other best-of lists. It's 100% dictated by you, the listener, viewer, reader. Starting today, you can go to chapelboro.com and enter all the locations around town that you think should be voted the best place for a frozen treat in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. In 2 weeks, we'll let you vote on the submissions, and at the end of the month, we'll announce the winners along with a blog post of detailed descriptions and information on why those locations are so great. Also in Chapelboro, Allison Carter's piece on Kidzu's move is up and generating a lot of traffic. And as always, we love for you to engage with us on social media. You can tweet us and Facebook us with anything you find interesting from around the town.
All right, and get the app for your iPhone.
Get the app.
You have to delete the old app if you had one already for Chapelboro, and then download the new one. It's a really quick process. And then you'll have access to everything wherever you are.
Just right there in the palm of your hand.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. And we'll talk to you again in just a few minutes and get a look at morning traffic.
Sounds great.
7:43, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Hi, this is Ron. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correct surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. It is 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Have you noticed how many hybrid cars are being driven around Chapel Hill? They're everywhere in our town, and it's not just a familiar Prius. We're driving other hybrid models, too. What's not to love about a car that gets about 50 miles to the gallon and emits fewer pollutants? When hybrid cars were introduced, the federal government offered generous tax incentives to buy and drive them. That ended in 2010, but people continue to buy hybrids and now electric cars for good reason. So now comes our state legislature, proposing next year's budget for our state, and it includes a new tax. If you own an electric car, you'll be socked a $100 annual fee. If you own a hybrid, it's $50. Wait, Republicans hate taxes. Why would they want to create a new one? And for what? For reducing emissions and saving money at the gas pump? Are we being punished for not buying enough gas? The state's budget director is Art Pope, a man who has poured his wealth into campaigns to discredit mainstream science, wind power, and other forms of renewable energy. Does he wield any influence over the legislature? What do you think? A $100 annual fee may seem small in a state budget of $20 billion, but it's a symptom of a larger issue we should all be concerned about. Friends, this budget directly affects all of us. Who should be in charge of it? We need and deserve responsible people making responsible choices about our taxes and our state budget, not based on political ideology. How much power should one man have, especially one known to have extreme political views and a strong desire to impose them on others? Why are we putting up with this? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Morning, it is time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
Well, there's no accidents to report at this time.
I'm shocked.
Shocking, but that's good. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Anything you see on I-40, NC-54, 15501, or the Durham Freeway, give me a call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do tweet us, don't tweet while driving.
Oh, yeah. Got to be safe about it.
Got to be safe.
Thanks so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather presented by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items, just $3 each. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, partly sunny, slight chance of showers in the afternoon, 20%. Nothing to get excited about. High today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a slight chance of rain continuing, and the low around 62. Tomorrow, we're looking at cloudy skies, chance of showers in the morning, and then maybe showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Chance of rain is 60%. More serious tomorrow. High tomorrow, about 78 degrees. Tomorrow night, still a big chance of rain with a low in the upper 60s. On Friday, an even bigger chance of rain. 7 chances out of 10. Showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of about 80. Friday night, right now, looks like we might get some rain. Saturday night, and Sunday, and Monday night. Chance of rain through all of that period of time. 749 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a monumental day because Wayne Pond is returning. Good morning, sir.
I left, I saw, I conquered, I returned.
Well, you know, we're glad to have you back. And
thank you, Ron Boy.
I just hope that you are now rejuvenated after a little time away, and that everything's going to be all right.
Fully rejuvenated, and all set to go here with the word of the day. I just reached onto my sack of goody words to use with Ron Stutz, and you ain't going to believe what I came up with here.
Oh, sure I would. Try me.
All right. The word of the day is effete. Effete.
Effete.
Yeah, it sounds like you're looking down after a bad run and saying, effete. It's not exactly what I've got in mind. E-F-F, two F's as in father, E-F-F-E-T-E, E-F-F-E-T-E. Effete is an adjective.
Well, I can tell you what it means.
You can.
You remember the old ABC Wide World of Sports? The thrill of victory?
Yes.
The thrill of victory and the agony of effete?
He's answered the question. Well, according to the wordsmith, this is a term that originally had to do with productivity. Mm-hmm. Something or somebody which is no longer fertile or productive.
Hmm.
But it's changed over the years since, as the students today would say, the olden days. And it now has to do with having lost one's character or vitality or strength, and therefore it means weak or decadent. And in last place, according to the wordsmith, effete means effeminate I suppose that goes right against the order that most people would associate with the definition here, but as always, I'm getting too technical. Forget about it, Ron. Effete. There is your word of the day. E-F-F-E-T-E. Having lost character, vitality, or strength. Weak, or decadent, or delicate. Ooh, now there's a positive spin, okay?
All right, so you just want to go with the first two?
I don't care. You take your pick.
All right. Hey, listen, buddy.
All right, buddy. Good to be back. Have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Thank you so much. Bye. Wayne Pond with the word of the day. Excuse me. Wayne Pond with the word of the day, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it. And if you could do all that, we will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:52, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. Wednesday morning, WCHL's clean joke of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, could not be done without Lauren Stafford. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Ron?
Good. Looking good this morning. I love that hat.
Oh, thank you. You love my hats.
I love those hats.
I think I need to have a Ron Stutch collection of hats.
You
just
do.
Just to impress you and make you happy.
You should. I love that big ribbon on it.
Thank you.
You look really cool.
Oh,
like
well,
a good
you.
Sun hat. You won't get sunburned today.
In this very sunny
yeah.
studio.
Yeah, the sun's really shining in here now.
Blinding. It's blinding. I need my sunglasses.
Well, I'm wearing mine.
You always do. Yeah. You wear your sunglasses at night. You know it.
Pretty much. I wear my sunglasses at night.
I gave that one to you.
Yeah, I know you did. That was too easy.
Too easy. All right. Well, here's another great joke.
All right. I'm ready.
From James, our marketing assistant.
I don't know if I'm up for it, but I'm going to try.
All right. Let's hope you laugh a little bit harder than yesterday.
Mm, yeah.
More laugh than groan.
Can't be worse.
Can't be worse. Can only go up from here. I
really?
Tell myself that every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Once there was a guy named Joe. One day he died and found himself standing in front of the pearly gates.
Uh-huh.
St. Peter said to him, Joe, if you can answer one question, I'll let you into heaven.
Okay.
Joe said, sounds easy enough. St. Peter said, okay, who is with you always? Joe said, that's easy, Andy.
Andy.
St. Peter goes, Andy. Joe says, yeah, haven't you heard that hymn? Andy walks with me, Andy talks with me.
Okay.
So I'll remember that answer.
Yeah, really. Gosh. That was pretty bad, too, actually.
No. It's not getting any better.
We're on the subject of hymns. I'm going to pray for you, I think.
Hey, I told you. Blame it on James.
I'll pray for him.
Okay, we'll both pray for him. How about that?
Hey, have a great day.
You too.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Chris Moran, Executive Director of the IFC, is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
I wanted to congratulate you and the IFC on 50 years of service to our community. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very, very much. And because it's been a really long time, but we're the only safety net organization that's in the community trying to do some good and trying to make this community a better place.
Chris Moran says the Interfaith Council has come a long way in the last half century.
50 years ago, seven women started this organization representing various congregations that wanted our elected officials and our policymakers to look at poverty more closely and not have it be hidden as it was at that time. So the organization has evolved over the year, being sort of an advocacy arm for the community, created housing like Chase Park, Elliott Woods, what we now know as the PTA Thrift Shop. We had a clothing outlet at that time, which I wasn't really part of. And Bob Seymour became the first president and was the longest standing president, I believe, for 7 years. And this all came through congregations. Unfortunately, poverty is still alive and well.
Chris Moran has been working with the IFC in this community for 30 years.
Well, thanks. I think you've been where you are for that amount of time, isn't that true?
Well, even a little bit longer than that.
So we have a lot in common, Ron. I've been thinking about time, the whole issue of time. And when you're busy and you're involved with challenges and just trying to do good work every day, you don't think about how quickly time goes by. It doesn't seem like 30 years, even though it has been.
Chris Moran has always wanted to work hard to help others have a better life.
A long time ago, I was in a seminary studying to be a Catholic priest, and that's what I wanted to do through the Catholic Church at that time. And then I figured out that in my hometown back in Michigan, I lived in a neighborhood that had outside privies and outside water pumps, and couldn't really understand why that existed that way, when around that neighborhood there were sanitary facilities. I just didn't get it. So I started there, and it got into my blood, and I've been doing this kind of work ever since.
Thursday night, the IFC will celebrate 50 years, and a special event taking place at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. A lot of wonderful people in our community will be honored for their contributions. We honor the contributions of Chris Moran, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
University Physical Therapy, Hillsboro's physical therapy provider for over 27 years, is opening the doors to a new clinic. Please join us on Monday, June 10th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to celebrate the opening of our new facility at 115 Oakdale Drive in Hillsboro. Facility tours, free health screenings, food, games, and door prizes will be provided. For directions and additional information, visit universitypt.org or call 732-6600. See you on the 10th.
Terra Nova Global Properties is locally owned. We're on Main Street in Carrboro, affectionately known as the Paris of the Piedmont. The global in our name means we are trained and qualified to find you a pied-à-terre in Paris, the real one. I'm Mariana Fiorentino, owner and broker. Around the corner or around the globe, we are focused on international buyers moving here or those of you chasing your dream to live abroad.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
The Orange County 4-H Cooperative Extension is accepting registration for its annual Summer Sizzle Camp. Activities are Monday through Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. from June 17th to July 19th. Parents can register for camp on a weekly basis. The program offers action-packed activities for rising 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Each week includes outdoor activities and field trips. For more information, call 919-245-2056. That's 919-245-2056.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Sal's Pizza. It's half off. $16 of authentic Italian food available until midnight for $8. Sal's offers up delicious, fresh Italian fare with a warm and welcoming atmosphere. According to the owner, the lasagna is made the way her mother used to make it, and the eggplant is made the way her grandmother used to make it, so you know it's the real deal. It's half off from Sal's Pizza. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroFamilyMedicine.net. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers this afternoon. Not a bad day. Chance of rain just 20%. High today about 80. Tonight partly cloudy with still 20% chance of rain in the low 60s. Tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies. Chance of showers in the morning and then showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon too. High tomorrow about 78, but a 60% chance of rain. And that goes for tomorrow night as well.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our